Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm sure you guys have seen a video of AOC getting arrested, right? With her hands behind her back, and she's walking away all smiles like, yeah, look at me, I'm getting arrested. And at the very end, she raises her right hand because she's got her hands behind her back like she's handcuffed. But there's no handcuffs on her. Yeah, and it's funny, and we'll get more into this, but this is so typical of the Democrats. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, for you folks that have called, I've either called you back or I'm going to play your calls on the show or whatever, but I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening to the program. I appreciate you giving me feedback that you like the show. Obviously, I'm happy if you like the show. It's going to be what it is. And as soon as we make money with this show, we're going to change the format because we're going to go ahead and bring in the cameras and let you guys see what we do and you can meet producers and stuff like that. But until then, it just is what it is. And look, I get it. It's nobody's fault. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. Social media doesn't want me on. I say things that they consider controversial, but it's nothing more than the truth. It's nothing more than a conversation you could have with it in front of teenagers. This show, in fact, you could have this show. You could play the show for kids 5-6 years old. Certainly kids that like our kids that are smart. You could play it in front of them and there'd be no repercussions whatsoever. We talk about things openly and honestly. And when I tell you folks, hey, this isn't for the kids under 10, you know, you get it. But it's PG-13 at worst. It's laced with spirituality, laced with it. Have a group of friends. Look, let me just say, everybody listens to this show. I've got Muslim friends that listen to this show. I've got Jewish friends that listen to this show. I've certainly got Christians that listen to the show. We've got Catholics and Protestants. Jews and Gentiles, don't make me go to preaching on you. Yeah, we've got them all. And I even have a group of friends in my cigar club that are Scientologists. I love them to death. I met them through a friend of mine. His name is Bob, who wrote me a nice note to explain their situation. And I was like, hey, we are all welcome here. It is a big tent, the Kevin Jackson Network. Love you guys all. And we stay in communication. I golf with people. I have dinner with people. We fellowship together. We've done it all. And that's what conservatism means. That's what Judeo-Christian conservative values mean. And let me tell you, every single one of you out there, you are helping somebody in some small way. It may be very, very local to you. It may be just the influence you have on your children or your grandchildren. Or it could be the influence you have on your children, your grandchildren, and their friends. I'll give you a perfect example. My son, he told me the other day, he says, yeah, Dad, he goes, one of the kids, he says, Braden's like, your dad wore that Let's Go Brandon shirt, right? And my son's like, yeah, of course, that's my dad. He goes, man, he like raised up a notch in my eye or something like that. And then he followed me. Many of the kids that my son or his friends were friends, the friends of my son, youngest son, they follow my work. I met one of them, their dad, who said, I didn't realize, man, you were on Fox News. Yeah. And then his sister came to town and she was like, are you kidding? You know this guy? So I went to their house and actually met her. And you would think Denzel had walked in the house. I mean, she was such a big fan. So, but you don't know who you're touching. So the first thing I want you to understand is you in your little sphere, you don't think much of it. But I promise you, most of you probably don't because you're not walking around thinking that you're somebody special. But here's what I'm going to tell you. You're influencing people. You're influencing them with just the things that you do. The fact that you pay your bills on time or you show up on time or they're watching you. And they're going, that's my uncle, my dad, my cousin, my whatever, my mom, my sister. And they live a life that I want to live. And the, many of them, I'm going to tell you, my son, this kid is so non-detail oriented, but what he notices about people around him is how detail oriented we are. How we all, you know, the lights are always on. There's always food there. And we're always chiding him. Get more detail oriented. Get more detail oriented. And he'll leave a sock. He'll walk over a sock for 4 days before somebody finally reminds him, get that sock up. That's your sock. Get detail oriented. And you think it's a lost cause. It's not a lost cause. There's going to come a day when that switch flips and he's going to become detail oriented. And he's going to remember where it came from, and it's going to save his job, it's going to save his life or something. Some little detail. Never underestimate what you do, how powerful what you do does around the people around you. They don't even realize it. Many times you don't realize it, that subtle influence of things that are happening, and it goes unnoticed, but it is noticed. Your psyche is picking it up, and you know what I'm talking about because many of you, it's happened to you. You're like, yep, I'm a product of my father. I'm a product of my mother. I'm a product of somebody who was very important to me. I paid attention. Things happen through osmosis. Anyway, let's get back to AOC, who learns nothing. Leftists learn nothing. Leftists don't want to be taught anything. Leftists are idiots. And the reason why I call them idiots is because an idiot is somebody who can know the truth and still ignore it. That is an idiot. See, Descartes said the mind once expanded never returns to its original shape. The problem with leftism is it doesn't expand the mind. It's a fixed size, the size of a mustard seed, which is pretty little. And for those of you who may not know what a mustard seed, how small that is, how about a sesame seed? Will that help you? So it's the size of a mustard seed or a sesame seed, and it cannot expand. It is rigid. It is fixed in its thoughts and ideas, and it takes a lot to break it out of it. It is cultish in its manner, I guess is the best way to put it. That's what leftism is. It's cultish. And what it wants to do is it wants to create cults of personality. No substance, just style. And they'll fake it till they make it. And AOC is a perfect example of that. Let me ask you this question. Would you follow AOC? Is there anything about, would you look at her resume? Oh my gosh, I've got to get behind her. She's a failed business person who didn't pay her taxes. She's a bartender who couldn't even pay her, barely could pay her rent, complained about everything. You've looked at her. Is there anything about her that you want to follow? This young 30-something who is now making policy is a big mouth, a big voice inside of the Democratic Party, and is influencing politics in this country. It's pathetic. But that's what Democrats want. That's what they love. They love the Anthony Wieners of the world, the big mouths who have no original ideas, who espouse what they want them to espouse. That's what they like about AOC. She will take over the hump, what we want. And she's cute. Look at me. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I get this note from my staff. They're like, hey, Kevin, AOC got arrested. We got to write about this. And I said, she didn't get arrested. I'd seen it. I'd seen this video of AOC walking with her hands behind her back. She's all smiles like, oh, yeah. And at the very end when, you know, the cameras are on, and she knows the cameras are on her, she raises up one of her fists because she's acting like her hands are behind her back like she's been handcuffed. She wasn't handcuffed. That's number one. And then she raises her fist at the end. Ilhan Omar, same thing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Why is this a big deal? Because, see, this is what Democrats do. Ocasio-Cortez wanted people to believe she got arrested. Yeah, she released an image of her, quote, arrest paperwork on social media after she was supposedly dragged away. That's what people do. She was dragged away. She wasn't dragged away. She was walked away. She went out for the express reason to get street cred, to get, quote, arrested. All she got was detained. She got a $50 ticket. That's what she faked being handcuffed. She wants people to believe that she now, she's like a political rapper, a fake rapper. You know, these people that act like they've lived these hard lives. Guys like Ice Cube. You know, Ice Cube grew up in the suburbs. He's never been in a gang. But they want to come across all hardest of men. Don't you make me come out there, man. Do something, you know? Yeah. So AOC is faking her way to street cred. As you consider the words coming out of the mouth of Kevin Jackson here, I'm going to talk about myself in the third person because I need to do it now. But as you consider these words that I'm explaining to you, I want you to understand there were people who marched for real rights, the rights of human beings, to just be treated like human beings. The 60s, the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, people truly getting dragged away, people getting thrown in jail. And did they want to get thrown in jail and whatever? Yes, they did. They were making a point. They were saying, you throw us in jail for being righteous people. That's what they wanted. But let me tell you, you didn't leave smiling because when you got to the jail, you were probably going to get beaten up. Some of them died in jail. AOC puts her hands around her back to fake the symbolism of going to jail because she knows she isn't going there to get a butt kicking. She's coming out. She's going to come out and she's going to make a social media spectacle of something that is sacred. What people did, the fear that you had when you got arrested back in the 60s, fighting for the civil rights of black folks and other minorities. And you know what AOC is fighting for? She is fighting for the right to kill babies, mostly black babies. And the reason why I always end my statement with that when we're talking about abortion is because when you think of it that way, when you say it that way, now you add the racial element to it. So when you're debating with these pansies, you know, little marshmallow leftists, suburban leftists, you tell them, I didn't realize you were such a strong racist, Peter. Well, I'm not. What do you mean I'm a racist? You're a racist. Apparently, you love the idea of killing black babies in outrageous numbers. Well, good for you there, fella. That's what you're essentially telling them. And they don't like that. Well, I take offense to that, Kevin. Well, I would too, Peter, if I was as big of a vile racist as you that like killing black people. Dude, does everybody know how big of a racist you are? Anyway, going back to AOC. So she releases the image, not because she cares truly about abortion, a woman's right to choose, it's my body, whatever. She certainly doesn't care about babies. You know what AOC cares about? You ready? People listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? What she cares about is her social media footprint. That's what she cares about. People, and let her tell the story. Here's what I'd love for you to do. Do you want to talk about fishermen and fish stories? Let AOC tell this story. It was harrowing. Oh my gosh, they arrested me and they handcuffed me and then they threatened to take me down. You should have heard the things that they said to me, the things that I was called. And then they called me, you know, baby killer. And they said, if we get you back to the precinct, we're going to beat you up. And you wait until you read the book and get my movie. Do you think this woman cares one bit about black babies or, quote, a woman's right to choose? It's a nice little phrase. And people buy into it. If you want to buy into this as a woman's right to choose, fine. But let me ask you, you are a human being, right? I mean, we can admit that. I don't know if there's any leftists out there that have a new definition for human, but we are human beings. Let me ask you, How were you formed? When you formed in your mother's body, were you one person at that time or were you two? I'm just curious because you stand here before me or sit in your cars or lounge in your bathtubs drinking wine and eating grapes while you listen to my grapes radio show. Whatever you do to get yourself into the headspace you need to listen to the best radio show on the planet, okay? There's that ego. But whatever you need to do to get ready for me, and I don't want to know, ladies. Don't send me notes or pictures. But here's what I will tell you. You're a human being doing what you do as a human being and understanding that you are your own person. What were you in your mother's womb? And when did you form? Because I know. I already have the answer. I know when you formed. I know when you became a person. And God will tell you he knew you were going to be born before you were even thought about by your parents. But they say it's a woman's right to choose. All right, whatever. So street cred. But let me go back to what this is really about, folks. This is how Democrats operate. Democrats fake their resumes. Look at a Democrat's resume. You should just have a stamp that says lie or liar. AOC wants to appear to be some hardcore, you know, politician rapper. Most of whom, as I mentioned, grew up in the suburbs. Their biggest interaction with police is getting a speeding ticket. But now, AOC is hard. She can present herself as hard. She's now Martha Stewart hard. I've been to the popo, man. Popo got me. I went to the pokey, and I did my time, man. Well, yeah. And you trust me, she will use this for campaigns to make money. There is no looking back for this lactating person or whatever. What do they call them? A menstruating person. She posted her rap sheet on social media so people could see that she's now hard. She's down. Got her street cred. And this is what they want you to believe. This, while people go to jail, go to prison every day, they are not smiling, they're not crying, they're not fake handcuffs, it's legitimate. Things are happening in this country every single day. She's orchestrating. That's what Democrats do. They orchestrate, they stage things. Nothing's organic, it's calculated. And most of it fails, of course, because now we're on to the truth.
Jackson Radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication designed to fight COVID. Biden dealing with a little bit of a runny nose, fatigue, and cough. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announces agreements between Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, and the United Nations that will allow grain to be exported from Ukraine through the Black Sea. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has halted much of Ukraine's grain exports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres talks about how the deal will benefit the world.
It will bring relief for developing countries on the edge of bankruptcy and the most vulnerable people on the edge of famine. And it will help stabilize global food prices, which were already at record levels even before the war, a true nightmare for developing countries.
This is USA Radio News. Ethan Crumbley, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbley was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbley is accused of killing four students and injuring seven others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January. Americans are paying near-record prices for used cars. A report from the car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate is about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase from May and just below the survey's peak in March. Copilot CEO saying the demand for used cars remains strong. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's 1936 all over again. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, and specifically me, Kevin Jackson. This time, though, it's Democrats losing massive numbers. And people don't realize 1936 was a year that the Republicans and the Democrats, it was a huge flip. Yeah, people were staunchly Republican, black folks, staunchly Republican. And I think the numbers are 96% of blacks switched over to become Democrats. It's a crazy number. Well over 80%. I have to look at the actual numbers, but you can look it up. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to folks again, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Go look it up. 1936. Pivotal moment in American history. FDR essentially started giving away money. And the reason why he got black folks to switch over is because we were making peanuts. And the money that we could make on welfare, the things that we could do, the money that we could get for free, not having to get out in that hot sun and pick cotton and do all that menial labor for a bunch of old white Democrats, the FDR saved our butts. Now, he was saving white America simultaneously. That's what his real goal was, because FDR didn't care anything about black people. No, didn't care at all. But black folks, my grandfather who told me, my great-grandfather, I know for a fact what he worked for, because it was nickels and pennies and nickels, and he was a sharecropper. But my grandmother told me that she worked for, it was 50 cents for her to pick like 75 pounds of cotton, and it was her husband, my grandfather, got like $1.25, and he had to pick double. And that's what they did, toiling in the hot Texas sun, picking cotton. And she said, she would talk about how it would, you had to get used to it making your fingers bleed, because it's in a bowl, and you pick it out of the bowl. Now, this is not 250 years ago. My grandmother died, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and she was in her 80s. So within the last 100 years, I know people that pick cotton for nothing. And here's my point. The amount of money that she made, it was not, it, when they came and said, you can get $5 a month to go sit on your butt, or you could work, you know, every day and make $10 and go work in the sun every day for 100 degrees, you know, 100 degrees, I'll take the $5, Alex. So that was the a big transition. And another transition is occurring. And by the way, there's been lesser transitions. Under Eisenhower, we got some of the black vote back, but not much. Because we were in the 1950s, black folks were starting to re-come of age in this fight for civil rights. And there have been these evolutions. And by the way, when we do our seminar, No Whites Allowed, you white folks can actually participate. And we will explain to you this racism of the leftists. Because what we're going to be, what we're really saying, wink, wink, is no leftist whites allowed. Because those are racists. They're the horrible people of our planet and of our society. Anyway, getting back to this. Another change is among us here. And this is in the Washington Examiner. It says, Kyle Klondike, managing editor for Sabato's Crystal Ball, said this. I do think that voter registration can be a lagging indicator. And he's talking about the number of Democrats who have switched over from Democrat to Republican. Here's what he says. No one thought of Kentucky and West Virginia as Democrat-leaning states anymore, even though the Democrats still had a registration advantage there, he said. I think what you're seeing is that the party's registration is coming a little bit more into alignment with actual partisanship than it has in the past. I'm going to use Kentucky. In Kentucky, the shift in party registration has been dramatic. Democrats had over 186,000 more voters, registered voters in the state as recently as June of 2020. By this month, they trailed Republicans in voter registration numbers by 2,491. That's a huge flip because it's a double whammy. 186,000 Democrats left their party, and now they've become Republicans. So multiply that times two, because that's essentially what you've done. You haven't, it's not a negative of a vote. It's taking it away and giving it to the other side. And it's given the Republicans a 2,491 voter advantage in Kentucky alone. Now, the numbers across the country are something like 1.3 million Democrats. I think it's much higher than that. I think what Donald Trump proved in the 2020 election is when he got 16 million more votes than he did before, as they were still screaming that he's unpopular. Nobody likes him. It's a vote against Trump. Well, how can it be a vote against Trump when you get 16 million more votes? And then how does it continue to realize itself? As we go on here, they continue to beat up on Donald Trump. He's the worst. He's a pariah. Nobody wants Trump. Look at our polls that show, oops, everybody wants Trump. Look at his rallies that show, ooh, people still pay attention to Trump. Now, we're not like the Democrats where we are solely invested in a single person. Trump isn't going to, he is influenced. I can tell you right now here in Arizona, he recommended Blake Matthews. Blake is not going to win. Jim Lehman's going to win because he's a much more solid conservative than Blake Matthews or whatever his name is, Blake Edwards, or I think he did the movie 10. But whatever Blake, whoever Blake is, he's not going to win because he got Trump's endorsement. There are people out there who are smarter and go, no, Jim Lehman's a much more solid conservative. But Trump does carry weight. But this doesn't mean we're blindly following the guy. But what we are blindly following, pay attention, conservatives. Pay attention, Christians. Pay attention, pragmatists, Republicans. What we will blindly follow is the truth. We will blindly follow what we see and experience with our own eyes. And let me tell you what we see and experience. We see a pathological liar in Joe Biden, a guy who even his own party doesn't trust. His own party no longer wants him. Why? Because he's not believable in anything.
Oh, I went and I talked to the Saudis about Khashoggi first thing.
Nobody believes you.
I made our demands clear. Nobody believes. But yeah, what's he say? This is the deal. He's got all his little euphemisms. You know, that's the truth, pal. Whatever he says, nobody believes him.
Because he's not believable. Going back to Kentucky, they said, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell celebrated this historic moment last week with the decades-long Democrat voter registration advantage was erased. Due to no part to Mitch McConnell, none. That advantage was erased because of Donald Trump and you, the American people, and the craziness of the Democrats when they stole the election and got in and got everything they wanted. Now, I've been saying this to many people. I'm gonna give you a horror scenario, but you better get used to it. Kamala Harris will become the president of the United States, the first black president of the United States, first woman, the first Indian, whatever they may. She will become that, and you should be happy for it, because it's going to be a reminder of the failed Biden administration and the big cheat. And while that's going on, we're going to be producing, hopefully by then, by the midterms, we will have this film ready, Beyond the Mules, which will show you exactly what these people did in cheating. We'll just peel it off and say, here it is for everybody to see. This is what happens when you allow them to cheat and when you become complicit in it, because you go, oh, well, it's over. Nobody should care. Let Kamala Harris become your president and watch how much you care. Going back to this Kentucky thing, Mitch McConnell said, today is a day I never thought would happen. After decades of hard work and grassroots efforts across the Commonwealth, he's talking about of Kentucky, registered Republicans now outnumbered registered Democrats in Kentucky. Folks, this is a southern state for the most part. There should be no question of who's winning in the battle of ideas. Republicans should outnumber Democrats in at least 45 of our 50 states. But for Mitch McConnell, he's proud today. This should have happened a decade ago. In Florida, registered Republicans overtook Democrats in the fall, a milestone cheered by Governor Ron DeSantis, solidifying the state's transition in recent cycles from a swing state to a reliably red stronghold. There's no reliably red anything when you have voting machines. But DeSantis made sure that the voting machines and all some of these things aren't going to happen. But don't think for one second, folks, that the Democrats are not conniving and cheating, and they know these numbers. Why do you think they cheated so hard? They cheated so hard because they understand the numbers. They understand that they are losing their demographic every single day. People leave the Democratic Party like they're flooding across from Mexico into the United States. It's literally that large. And they're afraid of it, and they better be. They said the shift in enthusiasm for the GOP starts with strong candidates, our message, and is complemented by the RNC's state-of-the-art data-driven ground game. That is all nonsense. It's driven by you, and it's driven by what the people are witnessing with these crazy Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Think about politics. As a youngster, you grow up with this idea of pick a side. Pick a side. You're a Republican or you're a Democrat. And the people who are, quote, independent, they like to think they're smarter than the rest of us because they go, well, I didn't pick a side. I'm going to be an independent. And I get it. The more that, as I've matured politically, because my grandparents were staunch Democrats, I knew I wasn't that. The only legitimate thing that was out there was the other side. And when I saw Reagan and he left the Democratic Party because he figured out he wasn't that stupid and he became a Republican, I became a Republican. But here's what I'll tell you about the Republican Party. The Republican Party on its platform, I'm solidly Republican. I don't need to be independent. Democrats are evil scoundrels. They are scumbags, skanks, and scurrilous to a fault, evil to their rotten cores. Republicans are not. As a party, the Republican Party doesn't distinguish itself much from that. But from a philosophical point of view, Republicans are who represent me. The people who freed my people. Are you kidding? Why do I need to be an independent? This isn't a choice. Politically, is it good for the country or is it not? And we could debate on styles, methodologies, and that's what the parties represented. It was a Democratic Party that said, we believe we've got to be more helpful, we've got to get involved, et cetera. And you can even, I will tell you as a black man who understands politics, I understand the Democrats going, we got to help. Some of these, when it came to unions, for example, not the anti-black version of unions, but where capitalists were taking advantage of workers. Yes, you needed somebody to step in and take care of that. There is a need for government. No question about it. And I could go on. This is what Democrats stood for. Republicans, however you want to view them in terms of the separation of the one versus the other, they were needed too. They had a different idea of, pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Is there a need for government? Yes, but not as much as the other guys and this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, we all wanted the same thing. We don't anymore. And the reason, and that's as good as it gets for me with Democrats, because when I look at them beyond that and say we all want the same thing, but how do we get there? They say we get there by marginalizing blacks, marginalizing Latinos, marginalizing women. All the other, the evil things that run their party, even though they think that's going to get us to be a better nation. That's where I disagree with them. And there's no difference. They believe killing babies is a woman's right to choose. They don't look at it as, no, let's educate young women to pick better mates, and et cetera. They don't understand that, children, that's our posterity. That's the future. They just want to kill babies. They still treat black people like we're idiots, like we're little children. Everybody's special interest. They put the needs of the LGBTQ community over that of normal people. Yes, I said normal. And so they act as if, well, we're just trying to create a better world. Well, you're not. Where kids are, I don't know if you know this, kids in your school will now go, hi, I'm Jonathan and my pronouns are they, them. I don't give a crap what your pronouns are, Susan. You look like a Susan, Jonathan. So they claim they want to. There's no longer we're all shooting for the same thing at the other time. There's just good and evil. We're good and they are evil. And that's a fact. And let me tell you, I'm happy to debate this with a Democrat, anybody of your choosing. If you have a Democrat out there, a professors, a theologian, whatever, whoever professes to be the strongest, staunchest, smartest Democrat on the planet, I invite them to come on this show, or I will go to them, as long as they pay the freight, because I'm coin-operated, and I will debate them on these issues, and I will destroy them in front of their own audience. I'm the champ. I will come to your town and fight you and beat you up in front of your people. That's what I'll do. Because I'm not scared. I ain't scared. I will come there and show you that I can back up what I'm talking about. I tell you Democrats are evil and I'll prove it. It isn't for radio. It isn't, oh, Kevin, that gets a good chuckle. I hope it gets a chuckle because you maybe it makes you laugh to keep from crying. But the Democrats are nothing more than the devil incarnate. When they come to you with something, it is never for your good. It's for their own selfish, personal gain at your expense. Democrats are losing voters, folks, and I know why. They say this data show a decline in the net nationwide share of registered Democrats since the party's peak in 2008. You don't know why they peaked in 2008? Because independents and even so-called Republicans said, I want to be on the side of righteousness when this black man ascends the throne and America recognizes that it is no longer racist. And then they got Obama. And Barack Obama delivered. He delivered racism. He delivered sexism. He delivered Islamism and a host of other isms and things that people regret. And that was the peak. And here's what I'm going to tell you. It's dropping ever since, and it has not hit rock bottom. Right now, they say, as of July, there are 120.8 million registered voters in the 31 states that track party affiliation. Of those, 39% are Democrats, 35.7% are Republicans, and 28% are independents. So let me repeat that. 39%, almost 36%, and 28%. So that's Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And the rest are registered as a third party, whatever the percentage that's left. So Democrats hold a 9% voting margin over Republicans, and so it seems, right? So how do we win elections? I remember hearing that in the electoral process, the Democrats have a huge advantage that Republicans have to overcome each time they go. It's because each election cycle. And it's because people believe Democrats are good. Democrats are, oh, we want peace and we want no chaos and we want everybody to be happy or whatever. And then you start thinking about, wait a minute, we got Antifa, we got Black Lives Matter, we got these anti-men, these misandrous women's groups, the Me Too movement that hate men, which means when women, conservative women and women who are rational go to the polling booths, they're like, wait a minute, I'm voting for people that seem to hate us. They don't like conservative women. They hate your father. They hate your brother, your uncle, your cousins who are men. Good people that have protected other women their entire lives. They hate them. They can't, there's too many things in their brain going, wait a minute, that doesn't compute for me. They're husbands. They've married good men. Conservative men, women marry good men. I'm not saying we're perfect, but they marry good men. So they see all this and they're going, wait. But all the while we're hearing Democrats are so good. Democrats, oh no. They Democrats don't lie. Jussie Smollett, Hillary Clinton, others, they don't lie. No, Democrats are all about good and the Republicans are evil. Republicans want to take away babies, you know, take babies from illegals and they want to, and when people start looking at this stuff, and by the way, and you telling them, really? So we want to take babies. Let me ask you, how many babies have Democrats taken from black people who maybe just have a drug charge? How many babies have been taken from them? How many babies get taken away every day? CPS for something. Because Democrats have introduced drugs into minority communities and a lot of these women have become crackheads. How many of those babies have been taken away? When you rationalize and you start making them think about what they've done, and let me tell you, Joe Biden, thank God bless the man. Because I can talk about all these other periphery issues, but let me tell you what's impacting people directly. Paying for them groceries, paying for that gas in their car, trying to figure out, can I move to a new apartment? What? I got to pay $600 more and more in my security deposit and on and on. He's made the realization of what it really means to be a tax and spend Democrat in your face. Forget taxes. How about inflation? I don't need to take your money through taxes. I'll take it through inflation. So is it any wonder? And the final point is this. All these independents, 28% independents, they got to vote one way or the other. They're not voting for an independent candidate. They're not voting for Ross Perot. They're not voting Green Party. They're making a decision. And do you know what the overwhelming decision, choice of the independents are? Republicans. So, yes, Democrats can have their advantage, which it is slipping. And I'm going to tell you, mark my words, in 4 years, we may be at parity. And then you're going to have independents going, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and side with the Republicans. But whatever they decide, know this. We are getting it right, not the Democrats.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.